getting all my supplements, dude.
Yeah. We keep getting sponsors sending us supplements.
Dude.
It's pretty fun.
I'm whacked out right now. I told you, I had a fucking panic attack, dude.
Oh, yeah. Tell me. You hit the wall, dude.
I hit the wall.
Yeah.
You thought it was just me. That you can't combine the micros and the weed.
Bro, I did it one time at a dance, and I had to fucking run off the dance floor. Mid-dance floor, I froze. I was like, ugh. I get like this. It was like a wave. It's just like a, it's like a, you know how they say like smoking DMT is like all of a sudden you're tripping in 2 seconds?
Yeah.
That's what my shit was. I get like, it's like a pulse of a, you're instantly in a panic attack in 4 seconds. And it just goes whomp and comes over you in one moment, dude. And I got hit with those. Literally, we're talking. I'm like, all right, I'm feeling kind of weird. I'm taking all these. I'm going to just munch and supplements. And you're supposed to, these certain kind, they're like, you can stack them with microdosing. I haven't microdosed in forever. I'm like, I'll throw that back in the ring. Munching a microdose, munching the subs. And I have a fucking keg of weed juice in my office. So I'm fucking like pounding that stuff.
God damn.
Just chugging that. Because I kept being like, maybe I transcended my anxiety. I was like, I might be over it. Maybe I move past it.
Maybe I no longer fear things.
Maybe I might be in a post. Like I'm talking about for my body. I'd get these crazy body. Oh, but still, I think I have figured out weed anxiety where I'm like, okay, this is this.
And dudes can champ it.
I've been champ. I
believe you can champ weed anxiety.
I'm sure if I start up in the ante on it, it'll get me again. But when you mix like a little bit of mushrooms and weed, dude, it gives you like for me, it's a different body feeling. So we're sitting there, we're chatting, we're talking. I'm like bullshitting about like being at a Coldplay concert in 2021. Yeah. So I'm like, everything's good. Everything's fine. So we go to start. I'm like, all right, let's start for real. Dude, and I literally go to start and I just go, oh, like Sid asked me a question. I just went, should we pause for a second? And just had to go.
Holy shit.
I had to
shit.
Lean over, dude. I was having a complete panic attack.
Nice.
And it's like.
Well, what was it about? Do you recall?
It was just physical sensations. It was just physical sensations. I got the. Like, I know the physical sensation of being high from weed, and I can champ that. The physical sensation of, like, because it's like, you get a physical sensation from weed, and you go, oh, man, what if this gets worse? That's where it all comes from. This might just be the beginning.
That's how I was at that concert. I took a lot of mushrooms.
Did you?
I ate a good amount.
Really?
And, like, when it was starting to peak, I was like, ooh, I hope this stops.
That's what I'm saying.
I really hope this stops, because I'm fucking, like...
So,
and it did stop, and I had a wonderful experience.
See that, and it always does. That's
thank
the
God.
Thing.
And then it went back down. I was like, I need to keep eating more mushrooms.
You need to keep going. I had the problem with me is the mushrooms alone, fine. The weed alone, fine. When I combine those two, dude, it spins every single time.
I'm sure.
I get this body wave from mushrooms, and I'm like, in my head, I'm like, this might go super far.
Yeah.
And then I'm like, and then it's like lights, camera, and I was like giving a hot take on race. We were starting out with a hot take on race. And I was
on
like,
race?
He was like, what was that thing you were saying about like uncomfortable bringing minorities into like households in the 90s? And I was like, I've hit the wall. Complete bad. And then it just came up and, you know.
Yeah. I've hit the alcohol wall on several podcasts.
Did you?
And it's the worst feeling in the world, dude. I had a dude at the airport yesterday. He was like, saw you on the Barstool case race, dude. What's up? I was like, don't ever bring that up.
Dude, I hit the fucking wall.
I hit the wall so hard.
You were
that.
Nice watch. Oh, yeah. It was pure nice watch.
That was, I was on the wall there.
Yeah, and alcohol is a weird, that's a crazy wall.
I hit the wall on Kill Tony again.
Did you?
They keep doing Kill Tony after Rogan.
Yeah.
So we drink a lot on Rogan and then go to Kill Tony and I'm obliterated. And anytime I'm hammered on a podcast, I just scream the whole fucking time.
I mean,
like, he's gay. Which I think is fun. I think it's fun.
Well, it's funny to be a critic of
I
that.
I have a fun time.
It is funny to be a critic
to
of that.
To be a Redditor?
Like, I didn't like a Redditor. Redditor.
A commentator.
Who coined, was that your coinage?
Yeah, me and Billy.
Oh,
Redditor.
Yeah, the Redditors.
Yeah, but
the
it's
intelligentsia,
like,
that is Reddit.
That is the true intelligentsia. Yeah.
A Redditor. But it's also to be like, that guy got too drunk on that podcast. There's some dudes that are too drunk for comedy shows. That show up the comedy shows like, yeah, I'm fucking sorry, man. I fucking ruined the
man.
Show.
Oh, man. Getting hammered on it, going on and doing stand-up.
Fucking ruined the show.
Yeah.
Being hammered and doing, I mean, Kill Tony seems like a show that could handle being pretty drunk for that.
Yeah.
There's like six dudes on there. Seems like you got to chill
on the
waves.
Problem. No, that's the problem. You have too many cold ones. Now you're front and center. Dude. you're not going to chill on the wings. You're going to scream the entire time.
No, hold on.
Yeah.
Everybody shut up.
Kenny was cutting in the whole show. Dude, I fucking, I watched all of season 4 this past week. Yeah. I forgot how much I stole his personality. So he's like, the way you're talking to me right now, nasty. It's disgusting. Like all that shit.
I forgot about
it. I was watching. I was like, fuck, dude. Yeah, he's...
Just tell everyone, mate, season 4 sucks, dude.
Never watch it.
That sucks.
Don't watch season
4. That show is actually season really overrated.
So fucking good. Dude,
it was, I think, the best.
I think it's up there for
sure. I thought the Mexico was the worst, and then I rewatched the Mexico, and I said, that was the funniest. Exactly. But it was the worst out of all of them. All of them were sublime perfection. And then I was
maybe
like,
South Carolina might. I don't.
Bro, walking in on his girlfriend getting his pussy eaten in the studio.
Yeah, in Mexico. Was like, I thought you were like a whore with a heart of gold or something like that.
You're just a whore. The whore's heart.
Yeah.
Unbelievable, bro.
I think that's far and away the best comedy.
I think they did it. I think they fully. That's it. That's the gold standard.
Stevie. It's unbelievable, bro. I was watching the show. I was like, this is fucking crazy. This is the best show of all time.
It's literally the gold standard. It came
so good.
It came and everyone went, okay, it's as funny as a thing can get. From literally start to finish, there's not a single moment where I'm like, yeah, I wouldn't have done that. I'm like, that's the funniest.
It's crazy.
Oh yeah, that's the funniest.
The shit they say that is just like he says racist shit like throughout
the very beginning. Damn. Yeah,
just get away with it. It's fun stuff.
It is fun.
But yes, Denver was sick. Colorado was sick.
Yeah.
Red Rocks was pretty cool. Mushrooms.
It sucks when you do nothing. When you do super cool stuff, as I understand, you have slight trepidation to talk about.
Yeah. It's like, I took a private jet and sat front row at the UFC fight.
That's not funny.
Yeah. The Redditors will be like, he's changed. Yeah. Maybe I have, pussies.
You did the right thing.
So I did keep it quiet. But the mushrooms did take over, and I was pretty vocal.
What happened?
Well, the opening band was on, and I was like, this shit, it just happened to be right when the music stopped. I was like, yo, this shit sucks.
Who was the opening band?
I don't know. I don't want to.
True.
But as soon as I said it, this girl turned around that was in front of me, and I was like, oh, fuck. She's going to tell me to fuck off. I was like, I'm so sorry. And she was like, no, for real, this shit sucks. Nice. And that dude turned around and was like, shit sucks. I was like, nice, everyone's in agreement.
Yeah, it's good.
But it was really funny to take a lot of mushrooms and watch 10,000 dudes dressed like hikers. Like, it was just I hate to be the guy that's like, this is white, like white shit.
Yeah.
That was the whitest thing I've ever seen in my life.
Yeah.
Wilco at Red Rocks, all white dudes. All
in
white
Colorado
dudes,
too.
In Denver. Yeah, everyone just standing there going,
yeah.
10,000 dudes. You look up, they're all going,
yeah, true.
It was so fucking crazy. And it, like, I didn't even notice it. My girlfriend was like, look around. Like, look at the people. And as soon as I started looking around, I was like, holy shit, this is the corniest thing I've ever seen in my life. But then you'd watch it and I'd get into it and I'd be like, damn, these guys are good.
Yeah.
They're good at what they're doing.
Yeah, I like Wilco.
But it's still gay.
Yeah, I think it'd be tough with a bunch. I mean, it's you'd be at an NPR function, basically.
Yeah.
Inadvertently, that's what it would feel like. And it's just so funny to be on mushrooms and be like, I'm not with Wilco. You'd think they'd get you.
Yeah.
You'd think they'd get you.
You'd think there'd be moments, but.
Nah, but that would, the gear, everyone dressed exactly the same, being like.
That fucked me up.
Yeah.
So I went and hung out by the bathrooms pretty much the entire time. Just sat there like, whoa, dude, fuck.
You might be the funniest dude ever. Just sit at a Wilco concert on mushrooms, quietly tripping, be like, this is gay, but I can't tell so my friend.
It was so gay.
That's so fucking funny.
And I don't want to hurt my friend's feelings, but this concert is so fucking gay.
You have no
dude.
Idea. If you saw this concert, you'd be like, yo.
No, I can imagine, honestly.
And they were fucking good at it. They were good at playing guitar. It was cool to watch a guy play guitar.
Yeah.
But then they'd be like, what are they jamming about? Like, they're all up there like there'd be times where they'd like, almost like Hendrix, where they're like, bow,
bow, yeah, they get real bow, weird. Bow, bow,
bow, like a fucking cacophony. It sounded like shit. It was like, this sounds like shit.
Turn it down.
And like, what are they? They're all like 50-year-old white dudes dressed like hipsters.
Yep.
That are like, they are like, they're like party line Democrats, I bet.
Yeah.
And they're like, America sucks.
Yeah, that's like my whole thing with rappers. When rappers get old, I can't. It's same like.
Yeah, it's sad.
Anything gets kind of shit. You have to just stop, man.
Yeah, Snoop needs to shut the fuck up.
Fuck, dude. Yeah, that's tough. Rappers, and I guess that would be. There's that one guy what the fuck's the one guy? Who was the lead singer from the Red House Painters? The Mark Kozelak, maybe his name was.
Red House Painters?
Yeah, he was a guy. He was in Sun Kill Moon. It was like, is of that vein.
I've never heard of any of these.
I forget his name. The guy, actually, this guy.
Is this like Wilco stuff?
He would have been.
Sounds like Wilco stuff.
It's Wilco-ish. What's his name? Kozelak. But he's but the problem is within this whole thing, he was too much of a right-wing god. He's a right-wing god.
If they were right-wing gods, I would have been like, dude, these guys fucking rule.
So, dude, what happened is he's a right-wing god, and I think – I forget what
– right-wing god.
All his songs now are about like how much pussy used to be at his – not all of them, but like one of his songs is genuinely him complaining about how there used to be pussy at his concerts.
That's good.
And now it's just the dudes that you're describing, and he's like, what the fuck, dude? I don't want to sing for these guys.
Well, that's awesome.
But yeah, he came
– I wanted to see – I was thinking about good bands I would have rather have seen. I was thinking about how nice it would have been to see, like, who was it, Buck Cherry?
Buck Cherry.
Like, back in the day. Who sings a song that's like, hey,
crazy
yo,
bitch.
Crazy
Buck
bitch.
Cherry.
I was like, dude, it'd be so nice to be at that concert.
Dude, did you ever see, Butterly showed me a concert of, they did an interview with Buck Cherry. Did you ever see that guy, how he operates?
No.
Dude, they come out.
He's got to be a full pickup artist.
He literally, dude.
Yeah.
On stage, comes out and he does like a almost like a black preacher thing where he's like, you know, all we want to do is fuck, right? You know, we just want to have sex. We're simple creatures, y'all. Dude,
that's the worst shit I've ever heard.
Crazy
in my life.
Bitch is like a 14-minute sermon he delivers, dude. And they shoot the crowd. It's a bunch of dudes like pissed, but like, the fuck? They get dragged by their fat girlfriends.
It is fat girlfriends with fucking tramp stamp.
I know, dude.
Fat girlfriend with like barbed wire tramp stamp.
I wish I remember the video.
Hey, y'all crazy bitch, but you fuck so good and on top of that.
Can you, or Gardini, can you look up, fuck, it's high energy, low IQ. That's what Buck Cherry's, that's yourself. They're like, we're high energy, low IQ. And we come out, dude, there's a 15-minute video of backstage at a Buck Cherry concert. And it's the most disturbing shit in the world.
Fuck.
You cut to like 10 minutes in, just put him, dude, some of his rants while he's live on stage. He's just, dude, give me that mic. It's the funniest. It's literally the funniest shit ever.
It's only like 7 minutes.
Well, okay. That might be it though. I might've doubled it in time.
While I was there at Wilco, I was like, I wish I was, I'd like, that would be more entertaining. That would be more fun to see a fucking dude doing that. I'd be like,
it's true.
Yeah.
Although, dude, for some reason, the crowd seemed not pleased. They're like,
how could you be pleased?
Because he was like, you fucking whores, you dirty sluts, and all there with their like girlfriends were like,
I want to fuck. Oh, yeah, that would be, I'd be annoyed, especially if my girlfriend was like, yeah. I'd be like, ew.
What's wrong with you? And he's fucking sweating and writhing. Although, to be fair, I think you're right about that. You want full front man, like lizard man energy.
Yeah.
Full front man.
I
want to
see the lizard king.
You paid. You're the front row.
I
want to
see a right wing god.
Yeah, exactly.
A right wing god would make me, it would please me greatly to see a dude up there like, see what they're doing with these immigrants, shipping them up to Martha's Vineyard.
Clapton was a right wing god, got busted. He took it too far.
What? He got recently busted, right?
Well, he got recently busted, but it happened back in like 1960 or 1970. He came out and was like, England's a white country. Fuck all these Jamaicans.
Oh, shit.
Came out hammered in the 70s. Was like, get him the fuck out of here.
He hit
country.
The wall. He hit the wall.
He hit the wall, bro.
Like,
he hit
Jamaicans
the wall.
Can fuck off.
He hit the wall. And then they brought it up as soon as he was like, I got bad.
As soon as he was like, I don't know about the vax.
They were like,
remember what you said about Jamaicans?
The vax fucked my finger up. And they like went back to the 70s. Like, he's a fucking racist. Mm. Yeah, he hit the wall. And then after that, he had to do a concert for racism. He's like, guys, I'm so fucking sorry. England's for everybody. Free King, free Prince Andrew.
Mm-hmm. You get like grainy surveillance footage of a car rocking. I was like, I can jerk off to this. This is fine.
People don't like really Grand Theft Auto. Grand Theft Auto, you get that. That would jar one loose every once in a while. I'd be playing Grand Theft Auto and get like a hooker in my car and it'd start rocking. I'd be like,
you beat off to a car.
I've beat off to shaking cars before, dude.
Yeah, that's how it starts.
Yeah, that was pretty much
4 years later. You're on fucking forums drawing pictures of cars turning into. Cars wearing diapers.
I told you about the time I was at my brother's house and I thought I heard people having sex next door and I started jerking off and they were just arguing. I was like, all right, that's.
Yeah, you jerked off to a domestic.
I was like against the wall in the kitchen, like
just beating off to a deaf person trying to go up the stairs.
Yo, you'll appreciate
just a
this.
Fat deaf guy.
We played a 7-on-7 in football against a deaf team.
funniest shit in the world, dude.
Yeah.
Because and my sister played college basketball against a college deaf team.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's called Gallaudet.
Yeah. Wrong. Yeah. Yeah. This is cool.
All deaf, yeah. Dude. And it's D3 basketball, so the whole arena, like the stadium's empty.
Yeah.
You just hear these girls the whole fucking, yeah! And on the bench, like, yeah. The whole game. It was fucking incredible. They played through the whistle every single time.
I was going to say,
they blow the whistle on a foul and keep playing, and people, the other team would have to be like, stop, stop, stop. You can fucking trick them. They have like a good trick play. Be like, all right, the whistle blew. No,
just
it didn't.
Just
boom.
Stop dribbling and hold the ball like this.
Yeah, we got fucking.
Do they have like
house.
Rodeo clowns?
Guys that distract them.
The whistle blew. People run out and like wrangle them down. Who won?
I think the deaf team. Dude, deaf teams are fucking sick at sports.
What's nice about that is they win. You'd be like, you know, you gotta let them.
Yeah.
Come on, you gotta throw them a bone. They're retarded.
Yeah, they're retarded. We played
retarded kids.
A deaf team in 7-on-7 in football. Yeah. And they
it was like a viral video.
They didn't have a snap
like...
count. They would just because it was all silent. That's they didn't call plays. You just hear them like.
It's like an ant colony.
A viral
it's
video.
Like an ant colony, dude. They're probably like perfectly in tune with each other. So they weren't. They were just going up the line and they would just burst into action.
Yeah, and they were going to. Yeah, dude.
It's terrifying.
Yeah, the deaf. If you organize the deaf, it's dangerous. That could be our defense against China with the Chinese.
You got to cut their hands off. That's my
fucking
look.
African warlord.
You're right. If elected, I promise, I will cut off the left hand of every deaf person in this country. And give it to somebody who needs it.
Yeah, true.
A veteran.
No, they need their hands more than... Yeah. No, they're not blind.
We're cutting off deaf people's hands and using them as feet for the veterans.
It's a good policy, dude.